Finally, Maroon said, taking a long pull on the straw. You have no idea how long I've been looking forward to this.
8 days?
Ben asked. This was how long ago he had received his instructions from the operative on Coruscant. He offered his hand.
Sorry to keep you.
8 days? Are you kidding?
Asked the other sister, the one in gold. She took a straw from the container and inserted it in the glass, then began to drink along with Maroon.
Try 8 hours, handsome.
Okay,
Ben said. He extended his hand to Gold.
I'm Ben.
We know who you are, said Maroon. I'm Trista. That's Taryn.
Taryn batted her eyelashes at him.
We've come to take you home.
She took another long sip of the still bubbling fog blaster.
Isn't that just luminous?
Yeah, about that.
Ben glanced around the cantina again and saw that most eyes, especially human male eyes, were openly staring in their direction.
I think we're being watched.
Trista rolled her eyes again.
That's just our security team. We're Tenelkaw's cousins.
Ben scowled, instantly growing suspicious.
Prince Isolde is an only child.
This caused both sisters to break into giggles.
Please, said Taryn. Do you really believe Ta Choom's accepted a male heir willingly? Isolde's the only surviving legitimate son, but you can be sure that if one of his half-brothers had turned out to be a half-sister, she would have been the heir.
Ben had to admit they had a point, and they did look an awful lot like Tenelkaw. Taryn used her sister's distraction to finish the fog blaster, then put her arm through Ben's and rose.
Come on, handsome, she said, pulling him up. Let me show you our skiff.
Ben allowed them to lead him out of the cantina and down a long corridor lined by viewing ports. By the time they entered to the private hangar bay where Taryn and Trista had docked their skiff, the prickling feeling was stronger than ever. Ben still had not seen any sign of the sisters' security team, but then if it was a good team and keeping a low profile, he wouldn't have. Still, he stopped just inside the door, eyeing the sleek blue lines of a Batag needle ship and reaching out in the force, searching for the source of his uneasiness.
Don't be shy,
Taryn said, pulling him toward the little skiff.
There's plenty of room for three. And it has a Sanisteem,
Trista added.
Give me a second,
Ben said, stopping 3 paces from the hatch. The docking bay was a typical mini hangar, a steel cavern with a small jungle of feed hoses hanging from the ceiling, and there weren't many places to hide, even if he had felt any living presences inside.
Let me check it out first.
The sisters looked at each other, then snorted in amusement.
You check out that skiff and we'll deliver you to the prince on a stretcher, Trista said.
She depressed one of the remote's controls, and blue forks of current began to dance over the hull.
If anyone had touched the blue slipper, they'd be lying on the deck beside it. It's the latest in anti-theft systems,
Taryn added.
Not even on the market yet. It makes those time-consuming entanglements with local law enforcement so not necessary.
Ben flushed, feeling a little foolish for trying to play the gallant. Hapen women knew how to take care of themselves, and they were accustomed to being the ones in charge, and that would be even more true for intelligence operatives. He shrugged and followed them toward the blue slipper. Even if there was a problem with the security team, the skiff itself seemed safe enough. The interior was tidy, spotless, and elegantly snug. To the aft was a sleeping cabin with a deluxe refresher unit. But it was what lay forward that interested Ben the most. A small galley with an Agimood processing unit and over 1,000 items on the menu. Trista saw him eyeing the galley.
After your Sanisteem,
she said, shooing him toward the refresher compartment.
You'll find fresh undergarments and a clean robe in the sleeping cabin. Compliments of Her Majesty herself,
Taryn added, smiling.
She seems quite fond of you.
The feeling's mutual,
Ben assured her.